Welcome. Girl Up Autumn, a campaign of the United Nations Foundation, is honored to welcome you on The Voice of Autumn, a podcast aimed to amplify the voices of some incredible women coming from all walks of life. We at Girl Up Autumn believe that every career path, whether an artist, a musician, or a scientist, will have its mountains to climb. So let's get on this journey with your host Anushka Makhloka and get an inside scoop on how these women climbed their mountains to success. In this episode of Voice of Autumn, we're going to talk about a beautiful story of a young couple who bonded over kachra, that is waste, on a beach cleanup drive in Warsaw, Mumbai. They fell in love and decided to step into their holy union on a green footing. That is, they adopted for a zero-waste wedding. But that wasn't the end of their story. Their mutual love for environment and commitment to live a more sustainable life led them to lay the foundation of Green Maina. The couple that I'm talking about is Nubur Agarwal and Ashwin Malvare. Green Maina is an eco-friendly wedding planning service and is customized according to your needs, helping you do your best to step into your holy union on a green footing. Isn't that beautiful? So today I have with me Nupur Agarwal. She talks about how it's not just about beach cleanups or opting for an eco-friendly wedding, but it's about so much more. It's about the very little things that we do every day in our lives that make a difference and lead us to a more sustainable environment. So let's hear from it from Nupur herself.
So I am from Calcutta, which is like... east part of the country. I came to Bombay because of job. And I remember first time walking into the beach and I finding it very dirty. And I'm like, you know, it's okay, Calcutta doesn't have a beach. You know, that was my first take on seeing Bombay beaches. And then I met a friend and I was just having a casual conversation. And I said that, you know, the beach is so dirty in Bombay. He said, if you're getting so bothered, why don't you clean it? And it made sense, you know, like if I am getting so irritated about a dirty beach, why can't I clean it? And then I just figured out that, you know, Afroz Shah, I joined his movement that he cleans Warsaw Beach. And I stayed in Andheri East and I used to travel all the way to Warsaw to clean the beach. And that's where I also met my husband. We fell in love while picking trash. And all our dates used to be after beach cleanups. And that's how, you know, literally we started gelling, talking. We've been doing this for almost 4-5 years. We've been cleaning mangroves and sensitization movement, door-to-door, going around, telling people not to use plastic. And then when it came to our wedding, and we knew that it will be a zero-waste wedding because what you pick up on the beach, you don't want to create, right? So we knew it would be a zero waste. And we tried to approach few event planners. But the ideas they had were like, let's have a sit down with the guests. And I'm like, it's not an awareness program. It's my wedding. So don't make it like it's a zero waste event. But it's because we want it like that. Not because the guests have to be forced to be like that. You know, they don't need to adopt. Don't believe it. So anyway, after we had our... zero waste wedding, we got started getting a lot of queries that, you know, how you did it, because it looked like a normal wedding. And we are like, obviously it was a normal wedding now, and it's just because it's a green event doesn't mean it'll not be. So then Ashwin and I were like, let's help couples, because, you know, what we have realized is that eco-conscious living is an idea, right? If people are thinking about it, it's important that they don't lose that chain of thought. That, you know, because execution becomes difficult, it's okay. We thought about it, but because there were so many challenges, we gave it up. And that's where you were like, we let them at least, like if couples are thinking about it, we need to, you know, ask them, we need to help them. And that's how Green Maina was born, which is our brand where under the garb of Green Maina, we do our environment work. There's some legitimacy to it. We organize events, we organize specifically against weddings. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. I'm settled in Bombay now. It's been 4-5 years. And now we have started helping other beaches with cleanups. So recently we got to know the Carter Road stretch, which is very dirty. And Ashwin and I, we just went there. We assessed the whole situation. Today we had our first of the bigger cleanup movements and we had some 15-20 people come together and clean. So it was a lot of fun. Yeah, like then we had tea together. We picked up 65 bags of plastic today from the beach.
Wow.
So, yes. And apart from that, there were woods and debris which are separate. So, and 10, 15 into us, picking 65 bags is actually good effort. So, it was good fun.
Yeah.
And we're happy.
Wow, that's really wonderful. So talking about, you know, beach cleanups, as you mentioned, have you always been passionate about it? Or was it something that when you moved to Mumbai that you realized, you know, that there is an interest towards climate and sustainability?
No, actually, beach cleanup is something is not the destination. All right. It's one of the ways in which you can show your love to the environment. Right. Because the idea is not just about super clean beaches when you walk in. Of course, it makes a difference. Like in Versova, there was 4 to 5 feet of dust. Today, you can see the sand. Carter Road, between last Sunday to this Sunday, you can see the difference because it makes a difference. There is space for people to play and walk around. But beach cleanup is one of the ways. There are so many ways in which you can show your love for the environment. You can like adopt no plastic resolution. You can just buy what you need rather than buying what you always want. So it's a habit change, it's a mindset change, it's about making those little steps. So I keep telling my friends that, you know, and one thing that I've realized in this whole journey is that not everybody can be cleaning beaches, because you know it's a discipline. It requires some bit of consistency, it requires some bit of, you know, commitment. And it's okay if you don't have it. I understand everybody has a busy life. Nobody can take out time every weekend and do it. We don't judge them. It's about you making and doing your bit, whatever you can. And that's where I think it's about being passionate for the environment rather than being passionate for beach clubs. I think
Right, that's also my next question, you know, that when we're talking about beach cleanup, sometimes after all the efforts put, after all the hard work, what is disappointing to see is that a similar amount of waste is generated the very next week that you might be going, or even the very next day that you might be going. So as an active volunteer, what is your take on this?
So honestly, Anushka, for us, the benchmark is not a clean beach every time we walk in. So I think how you enter beach cleanup or how you enter the space is, what is your benchmark? Like for us, if we see two new faces, that itself is a success. Because you know that, you know, once you pick up what you litter, the consciousness in you is much more. Like today, one of my cousins had come to Bombay and she joined us and she was like, I know now why you say don't use balloons, don't use this, don't use that. And I just felt so much joy because, you know, to me, that's my benchmark. That gives me success. That's motivation enough for me to get up and go for a cleanup. To me, the fact that, you know, like after we came back from the cleanup, there was this one resident who sent us a message saying that, thank you so much. The families are walking and children are playing on the beach. And like, you know, trust me, Anushka, we are ready to go every weekend and keep cleaning. It's okay. I know there are a lot of these naysayers who say that what's the, you know, I'll tell you, there are these people who come and ask, what's the point of beach cleanup? Toh fir kal ganda hoga na. Kyun karte ho? And my direct answer to them, aap nahi karte ho. Kisi ko toh karna hai na. Your house gets dirty, right? Jhaadu kyun lagate ho roz? Lagana padta hai na. Because like you have to keep your house clean. Same thing, jhaadu laga rahe hum log. And yes, of course, there is this larger consciousness. We understand the problem. We know that, you know, you can't just keep doing this. You have to close the tap and we are working towards it. But at the same time, this is important. So that's where we come from.
Right, you're absolutely right. Like we look after our houses, we also have to make sure that we look after our environment. It's very basic. It's very important. Moving on, you know, you started on with this beautiful journey that started with the beach cleanup. And now that you are, as a couple, you've decided to get married, you decided to opt for an eco-friendly wedding. So in what phase of the relationship this idea came in? Or was it something that you both always had in mind?
So the thing is, Anushka, the idea of eco-conscious living can be very overwhelming. All right? Like the fact that I don't want to use straws when I go to weddings. I try and use handmade soaps. I try and like shift to a zero-waste lifestyle. All right, that's where we are headed next. You know, always getting plants and having this extra love for nature, where we plant trees. if you don't have a partner who feels the same like you do, it becomes very overwhelming for the partner. So when I started on this journey and it became a part of me, not just my life, it became a part of me, I knew that I need somebody who will also feel like I do. And Ashwin, my husband, is like, in fact, my level or maybe even more, you know. So we both had this thing that, you know, we know each other, we like each other, our passion for the environment is same. And there was no question, you know, when we were about to get married, we were very sure that we want to get married to each other. And it was very clear to us. See, I come from a different background. Ashwin's a Maharashtrian. I'm from UP, born and brought up in Calcutta. So I have like wrong things, wrong thoughts. So Our cultures were very different. How will we get married? Whether it be Maharashtrian style or UP style or this style? All those questions were there. Our families were just meeting. And Ashwin and I, we just knew that we'll do whatever they tell us. Like, you know, jo bhi rituals bolenge, jo bhi karna hai, we'll do it. Only place where we'll put our foot down is that we want a zero-waste wedding. Our wedding is not a generating waste. So that's how it all came up. And I think it was just normal. It was just, I never thought, never discussed ki hum logo zero-waste wedding karna. It was just given that yes, we have to do a zero-waste wedding. So yeah, that's where we
Right. So now the wedding's decided. You both as a couple have decided to get married. So now you're talking to your families. So did it take some amount of convincing that, you know, you want to opt for an eco-friendly wedding? How did they react? How did the guests react? And especially how did your parents react? I think they're more important. So how did they react?
Oh my God. It was such a journey. But yeah, when we look back now, without our family's support, we probably wouldn't have been able to pull it off. But yes, it was a journey. I'll give you an example. So I went and found out this rhino poop paper, which is like, you know, made from rhino poop. And it's like not plant-based paper, but animal-based paper. It's like, this is just perfect and all. Oh my God, our families, like, you know, flipped. They were like, Bhagwan ji ko hum log ye card kaise chadha sakte hai? Ganpati ji ko chadhana hota hai pehla invitation. Have you guys lost it? This is just no way all this is happening. And Ashwin and I, we were looking at each other, we're like, okay, it's not that easy as we thought. We have to convince them for everything. And finally, it was, of course, we went for e-invites mainly. And there were just few which were printed on hand paper and stuff like that, handmade paper. But it was just one example. it's been like, and you know, I remember when we went shopping also, I used to tell my mama, ki, what is this? Why is he giving sarees in plastic? So mama is like, ki, are, but phir saree daag lag jayega, achha nahi rahega and all. And I remember carrying newspaper from home. I said, isme wrap karke do mujhe sari. And my mother is like sitting in the shop like this. She's like, what is this? Because I was like refusing to say, take sari packets. Nothing I wanted. Like no plastic in my wedding. Forget people are seeing or not seeing. And we literally gave sarees to our guests. Bua, chachi, sabko jo sarees dete hai, wo bhi newspaper mein wrap karke. Wo moli hota hai, right? There is a red color ka dhaga which you tie in your arm. So we tied it with that to give that traditional look. And we kept thinking, you know, how to do it. Because you have to find alternatives in that moment. So yes, it was fun. I mean, in retrospect, it was fun. But at that time, yes, gave them glass bottles. Yeah, like you keep these bottles for your guests later. And there was a dispenser put in the lobby. So people used to just go fill their bottles and come. So all that also we have done.
Right. So, you know, overall, it was quite a journey. You're absolutely right. Between the couple, if I have to ask, you know, who is more pro-green and what have you learned from one another over the years?
A lot of things. I think both our approaches are very different to being green. The common thing is, yes, that we both don't want to create waste. We don't want to. So to me, sometimes, like, you know, we both always carry our sipper. And, you know, like this time we went to a trip, Kerala trip, and we made a resolution. We will not buy a single plastic bottle. Let's see how we do our entire, it was like a 15-day trip. So we will not buy a single plastic bottle. And by the end, when we were returning, Ashwin and I, we looked at each other. We're like, we didn't, you know, and we didn't. Because we carried our sipper. We got it filled in the restaurants. We filled in the hotels. So, I mean, I don't know who's more pro-green, but it's more fun. Because we keep giving each other resolutions. Like, you know, now I started telling Ashwin that no tissue paper. And we both keep this one handkerchief. And he always forgets this. You know, he always forgets his handkerchief. And he'll always take mine. So now we keep like, no, this that you dirtied my handkerchief today. Now I'm not giving it to you. Use tissue paper. these things, what we do to each other, like he's giving a challenge that, you know, let me see if you can manage without any cosmetic, like, you know, because all your cosmetics are, I'm like, right. It's okay, I'm a jewel. And then we were having, and like, I was like, where is eco-friendly sindoor? You know, we just keep having these kind of conversations with each other. And that it's so fun.
Yeah, that's very fun, and that's very beautiful to see also. So now finishing up with your own journey, you started on to create this beautiful venture and this really innovative venture named Green Manna. So did you include any new practices that, you know, you were previously not, you didn't include in your own marriage? Did any ideas pop in while preparing for somebody else's marriage? How did it go?
So we have a lot of ideas with us. We have not yet. So for example, in our weddings, we did Sangeet, we had upcycled decor. So we had chhata, umbrellas and all of that that we use, and we donate, you know, and we are thinking of new ideas. We've got a designer on board who is just thinking of design that, you know, when we think of decor, we can go be local flowers or, you know, kapda, lights, those are the, because those are the eco-friendly elements in a decor. But now we think a little more. We have, we're planning to partner with, I don't know if you know about Vinish. He is the recycle man of India. So he's going to supply us with materials which we can use. So it's recycled. It's made with recycled plastic. So we are thinking of creating mandaps with it, you know. We are planning to do design elements with, you know, coffee scrub cutlery. So there are these amazing creatives out there. Even as souvenirs for guests, the ideas that we have in terms of certain gifts that we can give families, not to just give it in composting, but give it for upcycling. Like you can make agarbattis with it, you can make soaps with it. So tie up with elements that actually get back into the system rather than composting only. So we have a lot of ideas, which is not just about not creating the waste, but also using the waste, also making sure that the waste goes back into the cycle. You can really go out there with a lot of things. So we are collaborating with sort of, like, for example, like in gift bags. So we only use paper bags. Now we suggest couples to go for customizable bags of their wedding, you know, so that it's personal. At the same time, it's eco-friendly. So all that stuff, all those ideas.
That's really great. So now when you're talking about marriages, you know, what you're doing is not just organizing a normal wedding, nor are you normal wedding planners. So it's a really tolerant, it's a very patient, yet a tiresome process, right? So what are the challenges that you face with the groom and the bride, and then you have the families and the guests?
So, you know, the thing that we have faced and we started, at least for a lot of couples who come to us, are already eco-conscious. So they already think of an environment friendly living, and then they come to us. It's not been the other way yet. It's not been that we have had a eco-friendly wedding and after that the couples have started adopting a eco-friendly lifestyle. It's been always the reverse. So couples are always on board with us, but of course the challenge is, one of the biggest challenges, that we just can't do weddings with plastic bottles. Like, that's a complete no for us. Like, you know, they keep telling us to recycle or arrange kar dena and all of that. You know, keep a waste in that need not be created. Let's not think of a recycle. Recycle is a backup. Like, for example, in mocktails and cocktails, mixers, you need a Sprite bottle. That you don't have a substitute yet. So at that time, we are okay to arrange a recycler. But plastic bottles, you really don't need. You have an option where. So our biggest challenge is when the couples come and tell us that, you know, the guests find it unhygienic. And more so in Corona world. Right? Because glasses, then they use their fingerprints ke daag ho jayen. Or some stuff like that. Tissue papers are a big challenge where we say that let's go with bamboo tissue papers and stuff like that. So, and yes, somewhere the cost element is a slightly higher because alternatives have not yet picked up. So we tell the guests, ye mat karo, ye karo, so that, you know, the cost of the wedding is balanced. That's where the challenge comes, where they don't want to trade off a certain thing with this. Like, for example, I wore my mother's lehenga for my wedding. And I saved a lot of money from that. We didn't do a pre-wedding shoot. So that saved a lot of money and we could do it. But couples want everything and yet have the cost balance. So I think that's where the challenges are. Yeah, but Anushka, trust me, it's environment can only work if you have the language of love. I mean, it sounds very cliche, but you tell a person a plastic mulch dekho, because and that person will still throw it, you can't get angry because you have the passion for it. You understand the negatives for it. Other person might not. And it's okay. You just, your job is to say. Your job is to, you can't be like, kyun kar rahe ho, samajh mein nahi aata. You can't do that because that person will become very against it. If you have that language of love, make them understand, fine. If they don't, there's no nothing you can do. You do what you have to do. So even with couples, even with families, we are very patient. You have to hear them out. You have to give them suggestions. And we're okay. All right. If you don't want this, let's think about this. Let's give us a day to come back with something else. You know, so this is how we do it.
You're absolutely right. It's a very patient process. And I must agree that, you know, when the couples have decided to go for a eco-friendly wedding, they've come halfway. And then there's like, you know, convincing, and I'm sure Green Mena can help in that. moving on, this concept is very unique and innovative, you know. So when you're tying up with vendors and suppliers, do they find it easy to understand and implement your ideas?
Anushka, in fact, it's, trust me, it's not that difficult. Like, of course, some vendors can be really challenging, but few vendors are just on it. Like, you know, in fact, we were talking to one priest and he were like, you know, a ritual hota hai where wedding guests throw rice at the couple. So he told the priest ki ye nahi karna hai, to kuch aur option. He said, of course nahi karna chahiye, kitna chawal waste hota hai, log bhooke mar rahe hai, kami raha hai, saath se chal raha hai. So hum log ne bola, what is all, we don't want to replace the ritual, you cannot replace a ritual. And that's where Green Mina takes pride, that we will not let you compromise on the essence of a wedding. We will not let you compromise ki, you know, ye ritual nahi kiya because eco-friendly shadi kari thi. You have to think of eco-friendly wedding as blessings of Mother Earth with you, or environment with you, apart from all the blessings that you get. So we spoke to the priest and he was more than happy. He just said that jitne log mandap ke paas baithte hai, unko thoda thoda chawal de do, wo karenge to kaafi hai, aashirwad mil jayega. Or make everybody touch a pile of rice and go thoda sa you throw on the couple. And we were like, okay. I mean, you know, you just have to find these little solutions. Vendors are more than happy to come on board. Of course, few are challenging. But few are like, you give us, you tell us what is the alternative and we'll go for it. Kyun nahi karenge, madam? Hum logo bhi samajh mein aata hai ki kya challenges hai, kya nahi hai. Aap just batao kya karna hai. And give us the alternative. Like that. It's not like ki nahi hoga. Impossible hai. Woh sab koi kuch nahi bolta. Everybody is very accommodative, very flexible.
That's so good to see. That's so touching. When you're talking about Indian weddings, you know, they're known for generating copious amounts of waste. And in times of crisis like this, where the novel coronavirus have changed the way we think and we act, India's wedding market has also been hit. Couples are scrambling to reschedule or even cancel their wedding just to have that perfect big fat wedding. Whereas some couples have also opted for a more minimalistic and a more simple wedding. As a climate activist and a wedding planner, what message would you like to give to the couples who are about to tie the knot?
I would just like to say that, yes, there's a lot of stress. Wedding is a lot of stress specifically for the couple. So we understand and we just want to tell them that don't gun or don't think just zero waste wedding. You know, it's, I'll tell you, and this is a quote we have put in our website because it's so important. It's not 100 people doing it 100% right. It's about 10,000 people doing 10% right. Because it's the joy in the volume, right? More people are thinking about it. So we tell the couples that, you know, you tell us what are absolutely important for you and we will not touch. So go for at least itna hum kar sakte apni shaadi, you know. So all I want to tell the couple is that there are a lot of other things playing in your mind. There are a lot of other things happening around the world. Give that importance, give that what you need in your wedding, you have dreams, fulfill that. Give us a chance to suggest your alternatives. If you're not okay with it, as much as possible, go for it. It's important to have it, but what I'm trying to say is that it's not like patthar ki lucky ki har shaadi hame zero waste wedding karni hai. As much as possible, 3-4 main elements take care of your catering, decoration, venue. Like these three are main options, main thing. The amount of food waste that is generated, control that. The amount of plastic bottles are generated, to control that. If you use the decor elements, don't use plastic flowers. If you use real flowers, you put into composting. trust me, 80-85% of the wedding becomes like sustainable from that lens. So it's just about making little changes, and like it's all there. So just for the couples, think about what is important, and we understand the guest count is less. So hence it's easier for us to suggest eco-friendly alternatives and options. Important to know what you want as a wedding. It's once in a lifetime chance. Don't compromise on anything. And hence, Green Mana comes and tells you that don't compromise on the essence, on the grandeur, on the celebration, but take the blessings of Mother Earth as well. So that's what we want to tell the couple.
True, that's very, very true. Coming to the end of the podcast, I have one last question. As a co-founder, as the other half of Green Mana, what future plans do you have for the company? I know that, you know, like you talk about, it's not just about, you know, having an eco-friendly wedding. It's about so much more. It's a whole journey that you have to take on. So where do you see your company, and what plans do you have for future?
So the thing is that we are very new in the market, and we have launched at a time where really events have not been happening. So our first job is to focus on events and making it more and more happening and more this thing. See, I'll tell you one thing that we want to do, and that's our going to be an aim for a long time, is make eco-friendly weddings accessible to all. It shouldn't be a wedding that is only for premium, luxurious people and all of that. Everybody, I don't want that perception to be there that hum log ne eco-friendly shaadi. Like everybody should be able to do an eco-friendly wedding, and that shouldn't be the norm. So I think what we really, our future aim is to have tie-ups, have collabs as much as possible so that eco-friendly weddings become accessible to all. What we do in the name of weddings and events that we do is that we plan for every event that we do 11 trees of our own. Like that's some commitment that we have. And whatever proceeds we get from what our work we do, we keep it for environment work. Like today, for example, the cleanups that we organize, or, you know, the tree plantation drives that we do, we just use it from this, because to us, trust me, genuinely, what is important is that more and more people think environment, more and more people, you know, want to just help out each other. I think that's the plan for Green Mana, that do as much work as possible for the environment and make it accessible for all. I think that would be our main.
That's really beautiful. I think the entire thought process of the team, of you and of Ashwin, is straight on. It's really empowering. So I'm really excited to see what do you bring next to the table. With that, we come to the end of our podcast, and I really, really thank you for being here, for taking out the time, for having this interesting conversation with me. So thank you.
Thank you for having me here. I love sharing my views. I love, if anybody wants to come help, ask for suggestions, ask for any advice, anything, any consultations, we are just open out there for you. Please reach out whenever, wherever possible.
So that was Nupur Agarwal. You can check out Green Mana on their website as greenmana.com and on Instagram, Green Mana. You can also reach out to Nupur and check out her journey on Instagram. And you can also follow Girl Up on girlup.aurum on Instagram. So thank you for listening. This was your host, Anushka Makhloga. Until next time.